Hi there. This week's episode includes discussions of death and may not be appropriate for all audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
Just Judy the Podcast, presented by Just Judy Productions.
Hi there. I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Judy.
In this week's episode, we're going to be talking all about frightening cheese scenarios. We talk about a robbery, death threats, smuggling, E. coli, and a chemical leak. We learn about a shelving accident, bugs, poison, and Nostradamus. And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke. Stay tuned for episode 113, Dark Cheese, on Just Cheesy, the Podcast. According to Boston.com, a 51-year-old man robbed a cheese shop in Maine.
Oh, no.
The Nibblesford Cheese Shop was robbed at gunpoint back in December.
Oh.
According to their Facebook page, they said everyone was fine, but they were robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah.
So it looks like they may have been frightened.
Yeah.
I can't tell if they just took money or if they also stole some cheese.
Aww.
But I can't imagine robbing a cheese shop without taking a little bite.
Yeah.
According to Euro Weekly News, an Italian chef has been getting death threats.
Oh, no.
Luca Cesari is a gastronomy historian.
Whoa.
He was experimenting with a recipe for carbonara, and apparently people are pretty passionate about their carbonara.
Really?
He wanted to try a recipe which dated back to 1954, and this uses garlic, Gruyere, and bacon.
Ooh, yum.
It says here that some people only use guanciale, but others use bacon.
Ooh.
There were people that wished him dead and wanted him to go to jail.
Oh, my.
I guess people are pretty passionate about their carbonara.
Yeah.
According to CBSNews.com, a Texas man is in trouble.
Oh, no.
He tried to smuggle cocaine into the United States by hiding the drug in wheels of cheese.
Ooh.
The article says the 23-year-old had wheels of cheese that contained 7 bundles of a substance that tested positive for properties of cocaine.
Oh, no.
I actually can't remember which episode, but we've seen this before.
Oh, wow.
People try to smuggle things into the country in their cheese.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bad when you've got robbery, death threats, and smuggling.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, something that's even more dangerous is E. coli.
Oh, yeah.
According to PebbleshireNews.com, someone has actually passed away, and they believe it's because of E. coli in some cheese.
Aww.
Apparently, there was a recall, and people across England and Scotland have been getting ill from E. coli.
Oh, no.
Their ages are 7 to 81, and there are 30 confirmed cases.
Holy cow.
There's a recall in Mrs. Kirkham's Mild and Creamy Lancashire, Tasty Lancashire, Mature, Smoked, and Number One Waitrose and Partners Farmhouse Kirkham's Lancashire Cheese.
Ooh.
The concern, as far as this article is concerned, is that the cheese may have been popular over the festive period.
Right.
And it may have been part of a Christmas hamper.
Oh, boy.
They're saying that the products that have been recalled should not be eaten. It should be returned to the store it came from.
Yeah.
And make sure the products are thoroughly wrapped and they don't come into contact with any other foods.
Yeah.
And if that isn't bad enough, according to APNews.com, there was a chemical leak at a Tennessee cheese factory.
Oh, no.
Back in December, 29 workers at this factory were sent to the hospital after a leak of anhydrous ammonia.
Ooh.
The fire department was called to La Casera Mexicana at 7:15 a.m., it says, when the leak occurred. 6 people had to go to the hospital.
Whoa.
They thought it was contained, but another leak came at 10 o'clock, and 23 more people had to go to the hospital.
Holy cow.
And 53 others were evaluated for possible illness.
Oh, my.
Apparently, anhydrous ammonia can irritate or damage the lungs and burn the eyes and skin.
Whoa.
The Tennessee Cheese Factory is not a sponsor.
Nope.
But if it were, its ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy, that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. Apparently, cheese can be pretty dangerous.
Ooh.
According to BBC.com, poor Giacomo Cipriani was pinned underneath thousands of wheels of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, no.
Residents in the area said the collapse sounded like thunder.
Oh, my.
And according to thewest.com.au, Giacomo was checking on the cheese maturing machine in the warehouse. A shelf collapsed, and this caused a domino effect of 40 kilogram cheeses.
Oh, wow.
That's 88 pounds apiece.
Holy cow.
The article says that 25,000 wheels of cheese were in this warehouse.
Holy cow.
And according to some of the articles, they said 15,000 wheels of that cheese were part of the domino effect.
Oh.
It was so much destruction that it took 20 firefighters 12 hours to dislodge the heavy wheels.
Whoa.
They had to do it by hand in order to uncover Mr. Cipriani.
Whoa.
And of course, the economic damage has been estimated at over $7 million.
Holy cow.
No episode about scary cheese would be complete without our least favorite cheese,
Cassew Marzu.
We've talked about it many times before.
Yep.
We talked about it most recently in episode 82, Bad Cheese, Bad Cheese.
What you gonna do?
We seem to run into this cheese quite often.
Yeah, we do.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's illegal to sell, and it has live maggots in it. Yeah. Yeah.
So gross.
And according to Newsweek.com, a woman went to the hospital because she tried to eat this illegal cheese.
Don't do it.
She took to TikTok to basically share her experience, and that video has been viewed more than 13 million times.
Whoa.
This cheese is a Sardinian delicacy.
I don't know why.
I don't understand, but okay.
No.
And it's banned in the U.S. and by the European Food Safety Authority.
Good.
And even though it's illegal, back in 2019, they estimated that 100 tons per year worth an estimated $2 to $3 million are produced annually.
Why, people? Why?
And because cheese flies have larvae that go into this cheese, they can survive in the stomach and in the intestine, and that can lead to a condition called pseudomyasis. And this is the accidental ingestion of eggs or larvae of flies. And there are symptoms to this. It's severe pain in the abdomen and potentially maggots in the stool. And according to newser.com, anyone who sells this can get a fine up to $60,000.
Good.
But they say it usually doesn't seem to occur.
Why?
And they describe the experience as intense and spicy with an aftertaste that stays for hours.
Yeah, I bet.
In February of 2023, a Russian woman named Victoria Naisrova was convicted of attempted murder.
Oh, no.
According to CBSNews.com, she had laced a piece of cheesecake with poison.
Oh.
She called a Queens-based beautician that she'd seen a few times and said she was having a eyelash emergency.
Okay.
The beautician went to her home and she was served a piece of tainted cheesecake.
Aw.
It looks like this wasn't the first time that Victoria tried to kill someone with food.
Whoa.
She met someone on a Russian dating site. They arranged to meet for dinner. She served the man a piece of fish, and as soon as he took a bite, he passed out.
Oh, no.
She took cash, credit cards, and went on a shopping spree.
Whoa.
It's possible she was also responsible for the disappearance of a woman in Russia.
Holy cow.
The woman's daughter hired a private investigator who basically found Victoria by her selfies.
Whoa.
She frequently used mirrored sunglasses, and they were able to take the reflections from the glasses and other photos to find the car she drove and the apartment building where she lived.
Wow.
According to Vice.com, a man was very scared when he got a hunk of mozzarella.
Why?
When he read the ingredients on his cheese, he noticed something kind of scary.
Ooh.
First, he saw cow's milk, salt, and vinegar.
Okay.
And then he saw it was prophesied in the late 20th century, an angel of death shall waste this place. Now I ask you, do you believe it to be true?
Whoa.
And it was signed, The Doctor.
Ooh.
He, of course, put out a tweet and then wondered if the cheese might be poisoned.
Yeah.
The supposed death threat was more than likely lyrics to a song.
Oh.
They start out in the 16th century. There was a French philosopher by the name of Nostradamus, and it went on from there. These lyrics come from a group called Thin Lizzy and their song Angel of Death from the 1980s.
Oh.
Apparently, there was a cheesemonger that went all the way back to 2011, and he was actually putting lyrics and quotes on the labels.
Oh, boy.
Everything from the Beatles to Elizabethan-era dad jokes to Brie or not to Brie. This particular cheesemonger called himself the Doctor.
Ooh.
And he said, there's extra space where a description is supposed to go.
Right.
But I found that people weren't reading them.
Oh, boy.
So I thought I would put something else that people could be inspired by.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. How did the cheese criminal escape from prison?
I don't know.
It slid through a grate.
Oh, brother.
Get it? It slid through a grate?
Yeah, it was silly.
Yep, it was silly and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 113, Dark Cheese.
Thank you.
We really appreciate all of you listeners out there listening to us every week.
Easy, everybody.